I think that the more one experiences of freedom, the more intense one's demand becomes to enjoy the full fruits of it. That is expressed in that movement. I think the general attitude which I saw reflected in the Black Manifesto, which James Forman read at the Riverside Church a number of years ago, was what I felt reflected in that body when I met with it. I feel that you have the two forces almost like the right hand and the left hand, grace and wrath, that we've always had the two forces in the Black community as far as the struggle is concerned. A situation that's been represented by Booker Washington and W.B. Du Bois. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have some visible expressions of those two forces in the struggle today. I think the Urban League, the NAACP, and what you had with Stokely Carmichael and Malcolm X and the like, were all still somewhat representatives of these two positions. Mm-hmm. I think that one who has power, you know, does not surrender it without a struggle. I believe that at the same time, the minority and the majority, as far as Black and white relationships are concerned, are here together in this country, and that this country has been built by both working together, and I think that both recognize this. And the best way to deal with the struggle is what we have in the technique of Martin Luther King, an appeal to conscience, and I think that that works.